Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Hey, good news! It's the second hour and I haven't been thrown off yet, so that's good news for me. Hey, good news! I told people it was going to be weird. They just... Listen, I just don't want to, you know... Hey, listen, I understand that you don't believe me when I say it's weird. Because, like, oh, we see weird stuff all the time. We know weird. We see weird... There's so much weird stuff. Yeah, how weird can you possibly be? And then they turn it on and they're like, oh, my God, what is this? This is just so weird. This is... Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Sorry. Just going off a little bit. You know, my wife's favorite movie is Up, because she always thought that those dog collars that actually could make those dogs talk. She originally thought that'd be a good idea for me to have one of those, or you know, but then she realized that all I would be doing, because if I didn't have my ADHD medicine, would be just going squirrel anyway, and she didn't want to hear that 50 times a day. That's all I'm saying. I'm Darren Copeland. Welcome in, and let's see. We have already covered, if you're going to come in, you got to come in at 8 o'clock. You got to come in at the beginning. We've covered, we covered CU being terrible. We've covered the Buffs and the correlation between CU football and basketball. They can't both be good at the same time. And then we talked about why Denver Bronco fans should be celebrating this, because we're still world champions, man. And they can't go on, they can't have NFL networks without the Super Bowl champions, reigning champions. So enjoy it for the last couple of weeks. So enjoy that. Watch that before all the, instead of all this stupid stuff anyway. Like stupid stuff at the Super Bowl. I mean, it's fun to go if you're going to go and party, but if you're just there to work, it's a pain in the butt. I was at work at an NBA All-Star game, and it was terrible. And that was just nasty. This is not the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is crazy. All right. And this is where we're going to start a segment. And I was going to do it at first, but that guy was too nervous and I was drinking water and I was gassed. But this is called, what should we call it? Like, what I'd like to get is I'd like to get a barber and call this segment Off the Top.
That's fitting.
So, you know, I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to be like too, you know, like Eric Goodman-y and less, you know, because they always do, you know, like whatever that they say. And and you got to tailor it. You got to tailor it to your own show. You got to tailor it. So you have a sponsor who's a friend who has a lawn, and just be, just say, hey, Off the Top, brought to you by Your Name Here. I mean, I can't say it now, but it's Off the Top by Your Name Here. All right. And then we can hit another. We go Your Name Here, and then we can hit another song, and we can talk about like what's the biggest, we can talk about the biggest story. So the minute, you know, so you can turn off this music. I love this music, by the way. This is music, my favorite. But we can turn that off, and then I go from the top, or off the top, right? Sponsored by Your Name Here. You could be great, and I would love you all the time, right? And then. So then we hit another music. So let's talk about. So you know what would be a funny one? Do you have I'm talking baseball. Do you know which one I'm talking about? Alex? The producer of the show and helping me out on my first day.
Do not have that drop.
Drop. Oh, it's a song. It's a song.
No, I don't have that song. But I will find it. Oh. I will scour the web. I'm pretty sure it's on the interweb.
I'll wait. I want it now. See, this is the whole thing. I want it now. We didn't know. At least you didn't know I want it now, but I want it now. What? Yes, I know I sound like Baruch Assault. I know I sound like it. I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy. I want this song now. We're talking baseball. Louis Campanella talking baseball. With Shrimper, No, it's the bees. We're waiting here. For those of you just turning in or coming there, because yes, see? Okay, so off the top, we're talking baseball. So this is baseball. So when we, I mean, come on, this is awesome. I mean, figure, I mean, baseball is not like football. It's not like, you know, hockey and basketball. It's just more relaxed and mellow and chill. And then we talk about, you know, it just kind of gets you in a better mood. Just kind of relax because it's summer. We just all kind of just relax. And just, we can talk about the Rockies, and we can talk about, we can say, you know, it's, the Rockies have really done a lot to really try and bolster their offense, and you know, they added, you know, a guy who's never played baseball before, and if anyone saw Moneyball, you know that moving to first base is incredibly difficult, but it's just a relaxing to be, because you're in a park, it's a pastime, you know, it's a pastime, you're in a park, you don't notice that, you know, the newest pitching selection from the Rockies has some arm troubles coming back from it, but could be good. It could be good.
Could be.
It could be. But that's okay. It's okay. This music, because it's okay. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. You know why? Because you go there, you don't go to, please, you don't go to Coors Field to watch baseball. Who goes to Coors Field to watch baseball anyway? Nobody goes to Coors Field to watch baseball. Let me tell you something. Last year, I worked probably half the home games at baseball. And let me tell you something. The only reason why people go to Coors Field is to go up top to the rooftop and sit on couches and drink martinis and wait in line and go look at each other and watch TVs that have nothing to do with baseball on them and sit at the fire pits and ogle each other. And that's, I mean, that's not a pastime. I mean, that's not what this song is about. I mean, you could be up there and you wouldn't even know it was the baseball playing. It was, but that's okay. Just relaxing and no one. I mean, listen, the Rockies have been to a World Series. Isn't that enough?
It's enough here in Colorado.
No, it's not, goddammit! Turn this off. It's just not. Turn it. That's not enough. It's just not enough. I don't watch baseball. I don't watch 162 games of baseball. The longest sport of the year to watch bad baseball. I have been out there in snowstorms. I watched them take 40 tons of snow off the park. I watched Dinger shoveling snow. I mean, I wasn't going to go down there because I don't need the help. I'm the press, so I'm going to stay warm. But I mean, but I've seen all that. I want to win. I'd like to see, you know, some pitchers. I think there are. There's ways that, do you know what my solution is? I actually got a solution to the way that the Rockies need to pitch. And everyone calls me stupid. Billboard doesn't talk to me anymore because of my opinion that here's the way I do it. Do you know how you have a roster of Rockies pitchers that will win, will have a winning record as starters? What you do is you find, are you ready? I mean, I'm serious. Listen, I'm trying to tell people, I'm trying to help people out. This is one of the reasons why I want to be on the talk shows, because I've been doing this for like 20 minutes. I've been doing this for 20 years. I know what I'm talking about, but here's what I'm telling you. The Rockies need, are you ready for it? The Rockies need, okay, the Rockies need to have all starters who are knuckleballers, right? And then all the bullpen are like hard throwing, like speedballers, like throwing 99. Maybe that, you know, they don't know where it's going, kind of thing. Okay, if you have that, there's no way those guys, after watching the knuckleballs for 5 or 6 hours, are going to be able to hit anything fast, right?
I think you may be onto something there.
I'm totally onto something, and I, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, the people over at, you know, Coors Field and people over at 20th and Blake don't get my genius regarding baseball, but there it is. There it is, at your disposal, and you can have it if you want it, but, you know, there it is.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.